BATTLEFORDS. From the Centennial Cup, the Battleford's North Stars brought home a national award, a tournament honor, and a runner-up finish. On Sunday, the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League champion North Stars fell 4-0 to the Brooks Bandits in the National Junior A title tilt in Portage, Man. It was Brooks's third straight championship, with wins in 2019 and 2022 and the tournament being cancelled in 2020 and 2021. The Alberta Junior Hockey League Bandits were ranked number one in the final Canadian Junior Hockey League rankings before the tournament, while the Battlefords was number two. Coach of the Year. During the Centennial Cup, it was announced that North Stars bench boss Braden Klimosko was named the CJHL Coach of the Year, and with it received the Darcy Hagen, Mark Cross Memorial Award. Head coach Hagen and assistant coach Cross were among the 16 lives claimed in the April 6, 2018 Broncos bus crash. It obviously is a special honor for Klimosko, a Humboldt product, as he was an assistant coach for Hagen on his hometown Broncos and knew Cross some, as he rented Klimosko's home. This past season Klimosko led his team to a 4-8-5-2-1. The squad was ranked number one in the country for 15 weeks. They did not lose a contest in regulation in the 2022 portion of the SJHL schedule. The North Stars lost the first game of the playoffs and then reeled off 12 consecutive victories. Klimosko, who led Battlefords to a 2019 league title, was named the SJH Coach of the Year in 2020, 2022 and 2023. The CJHL Coach of the Year award will be officially presented in person at the 2023 National Hockey League Coaches Association's Global Coaches Clinic on June 28. As the CJHL Coach of the Year, the bench boss and the North Stars will receive $5,000 contribution to the team on behalf of the NHLCA. $5,000 worth of Bauer hockey equipment. Klimosko and an assistant coach are invited to attend the 2023 NHLCA Global Coaches Clinic in Nashville, Tennessee, prior to the NHL draft as guests NHLCA. Top goaltender. North Stats netminder Josh Kotai was named the Centennial Cup top goaltender. The award is given out after the round-robin portion of play. In the North Stars' four pool play games, Kotai had a 1.75 goals against average and a .944 save percentage. Kotai was the SJHL's top goaltender after recording 32 wins, a 2.39 GAA, and a .935 save percentage. During the SJHL postseason, the veteran goalie was 12-1 with a 1.72 GAA and a .945 save percentage. North Stars stats. At the Centennial Cup, Dowell paced the North Stars with 8 points. Stephen Kesslering tied with Brooks's Aiden Fink for the tournament lead in goals with 6. Holden Dowell and Kian Bell led the North Stars with 6 assists each. Kotai had a 2.02 GAA and a .939 save percentage. Cup Finals. The national championship game was scoreless after the first period. In the second frame, the Bandits got rolling. They scored 4 straight goals. The first 3 came within a 2-minute span between 10:08 and 11:45, with Hunter Wallace, Heath Armstrong, and Hudson Malinowski scoring. With 15 seconds left in the frame, Malinowski scored again to make the score 4-0. Neither team was able to find the back of the net in the third. Kotai stopped 37 of the 41 shots he faced. For Brooks, Ethan Barwick had 30 saves for the shutout. Semi-finals. The North Stars made it to the Centennial Cup Finals by romping past the host Portage Terriers, 7-1, in a semifinal contest on May 20. Battlefords lit the lamp 4 times in the first, including twice on the power play. Scoring for the North Stars are Alex Izik, Kesslering, and Dowell, who had 2 goals. In the second session, Captain Jake Southgate and Bradley Blake scored to make it 6-0 for Battlefords. Both goals came with the man advantage. At 18:56 of the period, Portage got on the board with a Matt Wissener marker. Riley Giraud made it 7-1 for the North Stars and wrapped up the game scoring at the 10:22 mark. Kotai only allowed only one goal on 31 shots. Justin Maric played just over 2 minutes at the end of the game for Battlefords but did not face any shots. For Portage, Bailey Monteith started and stopped 16 of the 22 shots that came his way. At 14-12 in the second, Jaden Cotelier came on in relief. He had 15 saves on 16 shots. Pool play. As reported last week, the North Stars opened pool play by beating the Cam River Fighting Walleye, 4-1, and falling to the Collingwood Blues, 3-1. The squad rebounded with two straight victories to qualify for the playoffs by grabbing the top spot in their pool and earning an automatic berth into the semifinal round. On May 15, Battlefords led 1-0 and 3-1 at the intermissions, respectively, on the way to a 3-2 win over Portage. Kesslering opened the scoring in the first period. Wiesner tied things up at 1-1 in the second. Blake and Southgate responded with power play markers to make it 3-1 for the North Stars. Tayum Gislason brought the Terriers within 1-3-2, with a goal at 10:04 in the third. Kotai stopped 35 shots. Monteith made 34 saves. The North Stars posted a 3-1 victory over the Steinbach Pistons on May 16. Kesslering scored for the North Stars in the first. At 4:40 in the third, Steinbach's Noah Szabo's goal tied the contest at 1-1. Bell put Battlefords back on top with a goal with a second more than 3 minutes remaining. Kesslering added an empty net marker. Kotai and Pistons goalie Dominic Wasik each had 30 saves.